So Jesus doesn't tell us that things will be easy. He's even saying that he wants us to take his yoke upon us, which is, you know, a burden. But his burden is easy and his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So we embrace all that Jesus gives us through life, and we carry it with him. He carries it with us, and he makes it a joyful, makes it something pleasant to offer something to Jesus, to live for him. St. Kateri Tekakwitha, the lily of the Mohawks of Canada or New York, in Orrisville, New York, where she was born, nearby there. She found her joy in Jesus after her conversion, living among the Mohawks, who were pretty depraved and impure culture, secular society. She was born of a Christian mother, but a Mohawk father. Her father took her mother in an Algonquin raid and married her. And Kateri had a brother, but she lost her parents and her brother through the smallpox disease that went around. So at 4 years old, she was an orphan. And her uncle took her and adopted her, and he was a pagan, sort of a chieftain. And the Jesuits came into the Mohawk villages with a treaty with the French. They allowed the Jesuits to preach in their area and have a chapel. But her uncle hated the black robes and kept her away from them as much as they could. But one day the Jesuit priest went into her little hut when she had wounded herself and nobody else was there, and she talked to him about her sorrows, and she was very interested in the Christian religion because of her mother. And the priest promised to educate her, catechize her, and prepare her for baptism. And about a year later, she was baptized. But that's when her sorrows became even worse. From the smallpox, she was inflicted as well at 4 years old, and she was scarred in her face, and she almost went. She was partially blind, so she had a lot of handicaps growing up. And then after she was baptized, she was persecuted by her uncle and her family and her relatives and many of the other Indians, who would throw stones at her at times, and drunken men would harass her. And so she found it very difficult to practice her faith, but she bore it all patiently and prayed all the harder in the woods and quiet places and tried to practice her faith. And she refused all the advances of the young Mohawks, and she had an aversion to marriage, actually, but even more so after she was baptized. And so the Jesuits thought it best that she be brought out of this situation, and they sent her up to a Christian village up north, about 200 miles from where she was. And she had to escape, and her uncle and her Mohawks tried to catch her while she was going. She hid in the reeds in a river and was able to escape to the northern village of the Christians. And there she thrived. But she was very ascetic, very mortified herself very greatly, even took on some of the Mohawk ascetic practices, like burning herself and other kinds of whippings and things that the Jesuit priests advised her not to do, because she was already frail in health. But there she took a vow of virginity and tried to establish a little convent with a couple other young girls her age, but that was not seen as prudent by the Jesuits, and so she didn't do that. But she was faithful in prayer, and she would spend a lot of time in the forests praying quietly, even in barefoot in the snow, praying devoutly and praying in the chapel. And she was very devoted to Our Lady. She would always carry her rosary around and pray the rosary very often. But she died at an early age, 24 years old, after several months of extreme pain where she couldn't move at all. She had pains in her head and her stomach, and finally died. The Lily of the Mohawks, patroness of ecology and the environment, and patron of exiles and orphans. Our friars are now traveling up to Orisville to visit her, the shrine up there dedicated to her. And she's a great, great witness to our society, which is, you could say, is depraved too, with all the impurity everywhere and immodesty and the things on TV and movies. So we can certainly appeal to her for that great virtue, which we want to shine in America, despite the bad things that we propagate even to other countries. We can still be a shining light of purity and chastity and virginity and the values of a mortified life. So we ask her to intercede for each of us individually and for our country. Amen.